over the last few years. Canning Town, I don't know, it's become a bit of a building site, really. Buildings being torn down, new glass and steel blocks towering into the sky. I know a place where whole communities have been displaced, new people moving in. Changes the order of the day. Well, a bit ago, I went down to Canning Town and I met up with some members of the local Newham Invitation Flying Club, a group of local people who have been meeting up for decades to take part in the time-honoured East End tradition of pigeon racing. I caught up with them early one Friday evening, just as they was preparing for the weekend's big race.
19720.
I've come down here to the Cundy Community Centre in Canning Town, where members of the Newham Invitation Flying Club are registering their pigeons for this weekend's big race.
44111.
Early on, I met up with George Fry, chairman of the club, and I asked him, well, how you first got involved in pigeon racing.
Well, it was my grandfather who had them when I was young, because I lived with my grandfather from when I was 5 till I was 14, until he died, and he always had pigeons. And I've been doing them ever since.
And the pigeons that you go racing, are they just ordinary pigeons you see on the street, or are they special ones?
No, they're special ones. It's like a cart horse and an horse that you'll see running the Derby. Like, it's there's no comparison. They're just... they're thoroughbreds, and the things you see in the street are just mongrels.
And some people pay a lot of money for a good racing pigeon, is that right?
Yes, we've got a man called Louis Mazzarella. He lives in Leicester. He's got a massive stud of pigeons, probably worth anything up to £1 million, I suppose, his stud of pigeons.
£1 million?
He'll go abroad, Belgium, Holland, Germany, and he'll buy what we call the classic winners. The same as you have in horse racing, we have in pigeon racing as well. He'll buy the winners off of them, bring them back and put them to stud, and they get sold from anything from, I suppose, like £30 to £30,000.
And then, of course, it's a question of training as well. I mean, how do you go about training a pigeon?
Well, at the present moment, we're right in the middle of it, because we've just bred all our youngsters, and as soon as they're about 15, 16 weeks old, we start training them, is what we do. We put them in the baskets, we take them 5 miles, let them go. They'll come back, 99.9% of them. And then we just increase the mileage as we go. And by the time they're 6 months old, they're flying 200-300 miles.
I mean, how do they find their way back? I mean, you've taken them 200-300 miles, yeah? You yeah. just let them go. They can't have any idea where they are because they've just been in the back of a van or back of a truck or something like that. How do they know where they are, and how do they know how to find their way back?
Well, it's all we know is that it's just a homing instinct that they've got, which probably a pigeon's always had, because they've used them for years. Even in the war, they used them. Well, in the Second World War is what the army done, top brass. They commandeered people's lofts, and they took the birds, like the good flyers, the good pigeon flyers. They took them into the army and the air force, and especially when they was sort of probably under fire abroad in France, Belgium.
Or behind enemy lines or something.
Enemy lines is what it was. And when they was in trouble, they would put a little note in them, in a capsule, what was on their legs, and just release them. And they would go back to the original fancier that the army had sort of borrowed them off of. And it could have been anywhere in this country. And they would get in touch with the ministry and give them the note or the message, whatever it was that was on them.
And I understand some of them got a medal as well, isn't it?
Oh, yes. There's pigeons that have got Diggins medals. There's quite a few pigeons that come back half shot and everything else.
So, in terms of pigeon racing, how is a race organised?
Well, in Newham itself, we've got, I think it's 6 or 7 pigeon clubs, and is what it is. They all belong to what we call a federation. We have a lorry that carries 4,500 pigeons, specially built for pigeon racing. And is what we do. We fetch our pigeons to the clubhouse on a Friday night. The pigeon will have a special band put on his leg. They'll put them in the crates out there, the pigeon boxes. They're all sealed up, and they go away, and they're all put on the lorry of a night, on the Friday night. We'll probably send here tonight probably about 120 pigeons. Today we're going to a place called Newark. That's just the other side of Leicester. It's 114 mile. Them birds will be released on Saturday morning, weather permitting. If the weather's bad, well, then they won't let them go. But tomorrow looks like it's going to be a lovely fine day, and it will probably take the birds 2.5 hours to cover the 114 mile.
It would take you longer than that to drive it, wouldn't it?
Yes, oh yeah.
How do you know who's won the race? Because they're all going to go back to different lofts, aren't they? Because you've got different people who've got different lofts in different parts of Newham. How do you know who's won the race?
Well, it's what it is. The band, what I said to you, they have put on their legs. There's a number on that band. And when that pigeon comes home, we got a special pigeon clock.
Can we just have a look at one of these clocks, yeah? And I see it's got loads of seals on it and things. Is that to stop people tampering with it?
That is to stop people from opening it. All the seals are all got numbers on. The pigeon comes home from the race. You take the band off of its leg and you put it in the small hole that's in the top.
That's at the top of the clock. I can just see it there, yeah.
And you press a lever.
Right.
And when you press that lever, like that, so that will tell, that comes up on the time.
Right, okay.
In that clock. On the Saturday, when all the members have all timed their birds in, my wife comes up, she's the secretary, she puts a lead from the clock to the computer, she presses a button on the front of the clock, and all the times from that clock registers on the computer.
I didn't realise that pigeon racing's become so high-tech. And finally, can I just ask you, yeah? Pigeon racing used to be a really big thing in the East End. Why do you think it's declined? And do you think there's a life of pigeon racing in the future?
We've got to, just like every sport at the moment, we've got to attract the youngsters into it. Because all they want to do is sit in front of computers and televisions and everything else. It has declined in Custom House and Canning Town over the years, because when I was a boy, we used to have 74 members in the club. And now it's dwindled down, but we are trying to build it up again and get the youngsters into it, and obviously try and get them off of the streets and all the aggravation that they go through these days.
And if you're interested in getting involved or learning about pigeon racing, the Newham Invitation Flying Club, they meet every Friday at the Cundy Road Community Centre. That's on Hartington Road. That's just off Freemasons Road in Canningtown. Every Friday between 6 and 8 o'clock. Good friendly crowd, I don't know. Always looking for new members. And of course, so we've got James Watson here from the campaigning group Camera. What did you make of that then?
I thought it was fascinating, especially all the history of it and the flying back from the battlefields in wartime. But I agree with what the chap said at the end. I think the key to it all is getting youngsters, getting more fresh blood involved, get them off the computer screens, out there getting some exercise, doing something active, socially interacting. And when the pigeons have all flown and while they're waiting, they can go and have a couple of pints down the pub.
And I think that is probably what they do. Okay, stay tuned. We've got to go to the break now. After the break, we're going to be looking at what's going on in and around East London over the next couple of days into the weekend. Stay tuned.